Who are you gonna call?
We don't need
Ghostbusters. Who are you gonna call?
Lori Busters.
Shit, man. Somehow, this may be the best cold open ever.
Come to the haunted house of Eve.
The witches of podcasts are going.
Witches.
Good witches. We're the good witches today.
I have a pricking of my thumb. Something happy this way comes.
This is going to be an interesting episode.
Oh, God, yes.
Courtney's like wound up.
I am beyond exhausted. So this
is. Yeah, I mean, if you threw a bucket in my well right now, you'd just hear a thump rather than a splash.
Hey everyone, welcome to Gen X Stories, a podcast about how the so-called lost generation found itself. We're your hosts, Eve, Courtney, Lori, and Chris. On today's episode, we're talking about Halloween, what it was like as kids, all the way up to how or if Halloween will even happen this year. Because really, is there anything left on 2020's bingo card that can scare us anymore? But maybe there is. We're also trying a brand new segment. We're calling it Get Off My Lawn to talk about what's griping our ass right now. It's sure to be interesting with this crew. Let's get on with the show. Hi, guys.
Hi, Eve.
Hey.
Welcome.
It has to be noted that not only is Courtney like in the spirit, she's got a candle. She's got an orange scarf. And she's being goofy, which is fabulous.
It's very autumnal. We
love Halloween.
You do? So why do you love Halloween?
Well, I let me clarify that. My husband loves Halloween. Like he, and I love it too. I love the whole ritual of it and everything. But getting the house decked out and interacting with your neighbors and getting to be goofy is great. I mean, as a historian, I could talk about it in terms of the notion of charivari, where you're turning the world upside down, literally. Like those that are working traditionally in historical context get to act like the leaders or get to act crazy and make fun of the leaders in your village or in your town. Like if someone's having an affair, they get dressed up and they go make noise and make fun of the man and the woman that are having the affair to sort of shame them to stop them from doing it. But like the whole notion that you get to be something other than yourself that has power, because Halloween costumes have power. And I just think that's really interesting because like, think about it. Kids get dressed up like superheroes or things that are scary, the opposite of perhaps how they feel as a child in an adult world. So I think it's great. I love it. And it's super fun. And you get candy.
Followed by diabetes.
I know, Lori, you don't like Halloween. Why do you hate it? She loves it, obviously. But why do you hate it?
Because I hate being scared. I don't like the idea of people in masks. And when I was a kid living in Southern California, before any of the other theme parks did it, Universal Studios used to, on a regular basis, have creatures. Like they would have the Phantom of the Opera, they would have Dracula, not just a Halloween thing. And I just remember hiding behind my dad and my dad cracking up, just thinking it's so funny that, yeah, you know, and I'm like, hey, this is really scary. So I've never liked being scared. So that's how I see Halloween. I don't see it as candy. And then I went one time to Knott's Spooky Farm or whatever they do. That was like my own personal hell.
Well, you know, you could have just not gone.
I know, right? But I was trying to like conquer my fears.
Oh, well, that's admirable.
But then I decided I can't do it.
And you said, right. Fuck it.
I'm not doing that again. And my aunt, when I was a kid, lived in this old house and she used to do a Halloween thing for all of us cousins. And like my dad would be Dracula in the coffin. And then you never knew when he was going to come out and grab you, you know? And I just was like, okay, I'm done with this.
So you could not go to Courtney's house, but she has it all down. No. That's so funny. I never thought of Halloween as a scary thing. But I'm interested in Chris's Midwestern Halloween traditions as a kid.
Yeah, it was just go out and get some candy. That's pretty much it. The whole scary side of it, I don't think really came in until later. You know, there were sort of like half-hearted attempts at haunted houses. Some local Cub Scout pack would have a haunted house, but there'd be 8-year-olds trying to scare you, and it just didn't have quite the same impact. Now I have an aversion to most major holidays in terms of decoration, just because I worked in daytime television, where you have to do it ad nauseum, and every year became just more and more anxiety.
Did you ever do an interesting segment for Halloween for any of your comedy shows?
Yeah, at The Late Show, we'd always do weird Halloween costumes, and they'd be like dumb ones, so the dumber the better, and they'd have kids knock on this, you know, the front door. And oh, look, you know, here's so-and-so as a pack of Alka-Seltzer. That's not even funny, or cigarette butts. So we did do stuff like that.
Could have been fun depending on whose door they were knocking on.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's all context. Again, I'm not a writer here. I just do the designing and stuff.
But costumes were a big deal. and my grandmother, Toby, could sew. And I guess somewhere along the way, I decided I wanted to be a fuzzy blue dog. And she thought the easiest thing to do was to buy a Chewbacca costume and pattern Chewbacca costume with blue fun fur.
That's fantastic.
I made like a headband that had floppy blue ears. Think I may have had like the blue eyeshadow that we all wore on my nose. And I just thought it was fun. I didn't have any brothers or sisters. So Halloween for me was kind of like friends would come over. I guess we would go and get candy, but it was that dress up piece of it that was fun. I don't like scary things either, Lori. Like everyone who watches Friday the 13th or Halloween, I just want to hide. And I can't eat the candy because I couldn't eat chocolate as a kid. Candy didn't mean much. It was the only thing that's left is costume.
For you, it's just like it's a walk around the neighborhood, you know?
Right?
It's more meeting your neighbors than it is getting snacks.
She was picking up for other people, maybe selling on the side,
exactly.
Doing some barter.
That would have been
a candy side. Second economy going on.
Yeah, black market.
Well, she was the entrepreneur. Don't forget, she was making her bubble sweatshirts, remember?
And going on TV for it.
That's right. Yeah.
I never thought about reselling candy. That would have been so fucking smart. But I never went there. It just was a happy making thing for me. It carried into being a grown up when I was married because my ex-husband loved to decorate the house. And he actually hid in the tree outside our house.
See? Holy crap.
Torture the kids. Right?
Oh my God.
And Eve, it's 6'5", too much. And he would hide in the tree and then someone would come up to the door and he'd go, boo!
No, oh God. See?
Okay. That's sick. That's sick. We have a two-tiered system. If you come to our house and you're little, you just come straight up and my husband's sitting there and he comments on your costumes and gives you a candy.
Is he in costume or is he just like...
Always.
Oh, okay.
And not scary costume. It's usually a funny costume. And if you're older, you have the option to walk through like to the right side of the lawn, like a little tent. And you go through and there's like a bench with a guy with skeleton with the candy and it's got like black light and we've got the dry ice, everything, music, sound effects, everything. And then Craig will run behind the tent and like move the arm of the skeleton. So if you're older, you can have like a little bit of a thrill. But if you're younger, you come up and it's totally safe and fun and
that's,
nice.
That's wonderful. That's fantastic.
I like that.
It's a lot of fun. It scares the crap out of me, right? Like I would never go through the tent. And the tent is, you know, it's like 6 feet long. Like, and the parents can see it. It's totally fine.
Did people have learned year after year that there's two paths into your house?
Oh, yeah. We're very, like it's very clear. It's a very friendly, fun thing to do.
Yeah.
There's a house that's like down the street that does a full on, people wait in line for hours to get in. And they take their yard and they build out this haunted house. I mean, it's insane. And they give out full size candy. Andy. And by the way, I think these are set directors.
There's always that one place in every sort of neighborhood around Los Angeles where somebody is an art director or a costume designer and they go all out and they take stuff from work and there's fog machines and rotating lights. It's crazy.
These guys have full size cars and like things coming off the roof. It's insane. What color pumpkin are you getting this year, Eve?
See, I got an orange pumpkin. I did. Wait. Tell me, Courtney, about the meme that you found with the pumpkin.
Well, okay. So, because you guys talk about the color 45. And so
Cheeto.
I didn't know if you were going to boycott orange pumpkins this year.
It's
standard. It has to be a pumpkin.
Right.
It has to be orange.
But a friend of mine sent me a meme. I think it was from Facebook or somewhere else. I don't know the origin, but it was very clever. And they had just painted the top white and stuck a fly on it. So anyone who saw the vice presidential debate will know exactly what they did.
That's great.
We will definitely post that because that's one of the best memes that
I've seen. It's pretty funny.
But here's a question. And it's been a while since we've been in an office, but do people who still work, any of us work in still offices, is that commonplace for people to dress up as in offices?
We had a party and we had a contest. And so people would dress up. You can actually see behind me. So as an adult, that's the only thing. Those fairy wings are the only costume that I ever wore for like the last 20 years. Because you could put them on anything and suddenly you're a fairy. So
well, there you go. I remember working in daytime television. We had the lovely woman who was one of our writers was there, and my costume that year, because at the time I had really, really, really long hair.
Ooh.
And this woman, Karen, did as well. So all I did is just change my baseball cap and tie my hair back in a ponytail and then change my tag. And I was Karen for Halloween because we looked a lot alike. So it was the easiest thing I've ever had to do.
Some people went all out at my old office. Somebody was grandmother, little Red Riding Hood. He was a wolf, but he was wearing grandma's bonnet. So he was sitting there working at his desk as the wolf dressed as grandma.
It's hard to work without opposable thumbs, though.
I had one guy in my office another time. He put on the makeup where his face was a zipper. And like,
oh,
he
could, cool.
And his apartment wasn't far from the office. And he walked from there. It was maybe 3-4 blocks. He walked all the way with this face that was looked like it could zip down. And then he got to the office and he's sitting there and he's working and he's hot. And it's like, okay, well, duh.
Yeah. And late night, it doesn't happen very much. In daytime, definitely, it's because it's such a, you know, the audience gets dressed up as well. And it's standard kind of thing on all the daytime shows. But I do remember another time, I think this was at Halloween, an intern to the writers back in New York wore one of those cheap Superman onesie kind of costumes that he used to wear as kids that I think are only printed on one side. So you're only superhero on one side. The back looks like you work in an auto shop. And he wore it. It was sort of a joke. And then I think the writers all pitched in and paid him to wear it for like the next 2 weeks. So to and from work, while at work, going into the subway. So every time he would do that and work through the day, they would throw him some cash into, you know, to his credit, he did it. I was just wondering too, one of the things I remember, and I'm sure somebody else has talked about this, you know, some comedian or whatever, but I remember coming across a picture of myself and my younger brother and my older brothers around Halloween. And my brother was the sort of proverbial hobo, which basically in the Midwest means parents forgot about a costume for their kids or the child was indifferent. So it was find something out in the garage that you could tie, get the stick with the sort of ubiquitous bandana, and then burn a cork so you could make somebody's face look all dirty. But it was every year you'd see like, oh, yeah, there's the kid.
There's the hobo kid. There's the hobo kid.
You were?
Oh, yeah, at least once.
But did you do it by choice or by the default?
Oh, I don't remember.
She was to block out the whole holiday.
The easiest costume is to take a sheet, cut two holes, and throw it over your head.
Be a ghost. Right?
Like, that's the easiest.
Yeah, but you got your one finger like trying to get in line because you actually didn't take a ruler out and like measure your eyes or anything like that. So your eyes were sort of always.
I don't know. Wasn't that difficult?
And later I would go to Halloween parties like as a teenager and a young adult. And one year my friend and I, she was a green M&M and I was a red M&M, and we had the big hands and it was a good costume.
This is a little bit of a confession, and I'm very glad that I went to college undergraduate before the digital age. But I think the last time I actually dressed up, like with any sort of effort put into it, was the last year I was at undergraduate. My wife,
all right, Henry VIII,
and my former girlfriend, who's still a friend, both dressed up as like little as ballerinas at the first dance recital. So they had the tiaras, and they're like walking around like this, and you know, just really ill-fitting, dumb, horrible costumes. And I dressed up as their stage mom.
Now, God help us.
Here's what I can tell you.
Yeah, I thought this was going to be way worse. Love it.
Yeah, if anybody's ever seen Married to the Mob, I looked a lot like Mercedes Rühl. That's pretty much it. There might have been some mind-altering substances involved that Halloween.
That's fucking
but
hope.
Thank God. Somebody says within my pack of friends that they have a picture of this, and I've never seen it, but I'm glad it's not out into the internet ether.
Yet.
Yeah, yes. We're going to have to find
If I ran for public office, I'm sure it'd pop up.
I thought it was going to be way worse than that, Chris.
No, but I thought I made a pretty good looking lady, too. You know?
Did you wear the heels and stuff?
Yeah, I had to go to the local mall and ask for like a size 11 and a half. I can't walk in heels, but they were like slight little. When you guys know, they have a heel. But I don't. Who knows?
It's like an episode of Kinky Boots.
Sort of, yeah, but I'm trying to describe this very nice older woman at the normal Illinois mall that I need shoes for myself.
Right.
And she's looking at me very skeptically. Yeah. And I'm just like, no, I'm going to be, you know, dressed as a woman for Halloween. She's Halloween. Like, oh, like Barbara Bush. Yeah, like,
Halloween.
Yeah.
Air quotes. Halloween. His air quotes. We're just going to call her for now.
I mean, you know, I'm a customer, but yeah. And they were just horribly uncomfortable too.
What was the rest of did you pad a bra or anything?
No, I don't think I don't remember. That, but it was like one of those horrible 80s sort of blouses with the shoulder pads like the slash, a sparkly, like something you see Married to the Mom, and then like a skirt and, you know, and pantyhose. And it was
you put on pantyhose?
Well, it's cold in the Midwest. I'm not going to freeze my ass off.
Oh my God. You three must have made quite a vision.
Yeah. At one point, some guy at this party ended up in one room. There were strobe lights going around and he's naked, writhing around in like spaghetti. It was just weird.
Things that happened in the Midwest. Holy shit.
There's nothing to do there. There's corns and beans growing. That's all we had.
Apparently a lot of extra pasta.
It was cheap.
I have a question for the girls about costumes. So fun or pretty? When you grew up, like when you were a kid or when you grew up, where did you fall in that? Was it your opportunity to like, Mean Girls is everyone's wearing like the ears and they have like.
It's the sexy costume. It's like
sexy costume,
any
right.
costume right. and you make it sexy. Tends Button, to be right, the category for women. Right. So if you're a nurse, you're a sexy nurse. If you're a werewolf, you're a sexy werewolf. If you're a butler, you're sexy bunny. Dracula. Right.
If you're a pope, you know, you're a sexy pope.
If you're a blue
pope.
Dog, you're a sexy blue dog.
I was not a right? sexy blue dog. I was.
But you know what I mean? That's like the trope. I mean, I don't know. We tried to get creative and fun. Like I remember one year I dressed like a little, I had like French iconography. Like I had like the striped bateau thing and a little red scarf and the eye makeup. And I carried around pieces of bread that had been cooked. So I was.
What?
French toast.
Oh, shit.
Right?
Shit.
One year I took one of my bras, put it on Craig, filled it with a bunch of herbs and spices, and Craig was a spice rack.
Oh, there you go.
See, that's far more creative. I think the most creative I ever did is I went to a party when I moved here to DC. It must have been in 96, and I didn't know what to be. And I was Eve, but I was in the Garden of Eden. So I had a green dress, and I found little red apples, and I just hung them all over my
like
dress.
That. Okay, that's
I
cute.
I like that.
But Clever. It was pretty, you know.
You were still cute.
I couldn't go into like, you know, getting the regular costume beyond the blue dog. There must have been something in there that was terribly embarrassing. I liked the blue dog, but there had to be something else. But something in my childhood must have made me want to be pretty one day a year in some sort of like sexy costume that I'd never wear ever again. It never worked, but.
You don't know. Maybe there's some unrequited little werewolf running around going, where's Eve? Where's Eve? I just don't know.
I don't know.
I have to say we've gotten pretty creative. So I have to say our son, it's funny. We don't have discussions about Halloween and we don't know where he's getting his information from. But ever since he was little, he's like, I want to be this.
He picks
and
something.
It's not a discussion. He's like, I want to be this. Like one year he was like, I'm going to be a pumpkin. I'm going to be a seed that grows into a pumpkin. And we were like, everyone else is a superhero or doing crazy stuff. And he's like, nope, I'm going to be a pumpkin. And he's tall. So it's hard to find a pumpkin costume. So you always have to adapt and like, well,
yeah, okay. you gotta do the ratios. Otherwise it looks like a gourd.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Can't be a gourd.
And then like, you know, one year he's like, I'm a hot dog. I'm like, okay, you're a hot dog. That's great. Yeah. So like Oof. He goes ketchup and mustard with him to support that. So the things I think Craig and I are starting to have fun with him now is that now it's a family project to build something. So one year he was literally a Starbucks like Frappuccino thing. Like it was a hot drink with the foam. And we would go to the hardware store, we'd go to the Michaels or whatever, and we'd look up stuff and help him like figure out what to do. And then we'd go home, we'd make it together. Who remembers the movie Big? He's a little kid and he wants to grow up. So he goes to the fair.
Zoltar.
So right. We made the Zoltar thing. So the entire box of Zolt was hung off a backpack and, you know, so he had it around him. He was Zoltar. He printed up little things that he made to pass out as your fortunes. And we had lights and oh my God, it was so much fun.
So Lori, did you creative. Do costumes?
As a kid, like my dad is super creative. And so he would make costumes. So like I was a crayon box one year.
Cool.
And we all wore the ones with the plastic mask where we couldn't breathe out of at some
point.
And
I was just going to bring that up. Like, you guys, do you remember you saw the meme, and it probably will come back around by the time this episode drops, of all of the Gen Xers wearing masks, and it came out during COVID saying, what? Of course we're okay with this. The woman whose cousin was in that picture, it's her family.
That's
and
funny.
So we posted the meme in the Facebook group, and she messaged me, and she's like, where'd you get that? I'm like, it's
rolling around.
It's the internet. She goes, somebody released the picture of my family on Halloween wearing those old school masks, and it became the COVID mask meme.
It's her personal photo, and
it is her.
It wasn't generated by her. It was just random.
So she is not Gen X. She is not Gen X. She's younger. Her older cousins were Gen X. And so they were all Gen Xers sitting with those plastic masks that you couldn't breathe out of, right. Sitting on the hall bench. And she recognized it from her albums.
Maybe those negatives ended up at the Goodwill and somebody swiped them up. Should have copyrighted that son of a bitch.
Something happened. But anytime I'd see it in another group, I'm like, you know, that's so-and-so. And I would tag her on it. And then nothing ever came of it. But I'm interested to see if that comes back because.
Oh, yeah.
This year's Halloween, what are kids going to wear? Are they going to wear those masks? Are they going to wear, even if they can trick or treat? trick-or-treat, because I don't know about where you guys are. I've seen things back and forth about LA. No trick-or-treating. Yes, trick-or-treating. They've canceled trick-or-treating, at least in my neighborhood here.
What about it's canceled in LA County too.
And then Courtney, you're not going to take your son out. He's not going to have anything.
You know, we're trying to figure it out.
Will you do the big house, or will you do different sort of distancing things?
We were actually just talking about it this weekend, because we're in the process of like either starting the decorations or figure out what we're going to do. The most important thing for us is that we find a way to enjoy the celebration, hopefully in a way that is maybe socially distant with some friends. I don't know.
One of my family members' local elementary schools they're doing like a Halloween thing, because it used to be a very big thing at the school every year. They also did a major fundraiser and they had a Halloween fair, but they're doing like a, I don't want to say like a drive, like sort of a hybrid drive-through kind of
drive-through.
Halloween.
Yeah, drive-through. Yeah. That's
everybody's
the
at the parking lot and the kids can sort of get out, like you can sort of pull up and show your costume. So it's at least something, at least in LA, they're doing a couple sort of drive up Halloween events, or they should be showing movies. There's a themed sort of drive around Stranger Things that sold out. So there are some things, but I don't know if, do I keep my lights on this year?
That's what I don't know.
I don't know what to do. Or just put like a bowl of candy and hope if one kid comes along and gets the jackpot.
They get off. Lights, yeah.
I mean, you've seen sort of things, also people doing like the socially distant sort of tubes, which is very clever.
Do you think the kids are still going to dress up?
Oh yeah. We were talking about it today.
Yeah. Costumes are happening.
Yeah. They're definitely dressing up. And even if we go to the store and go, you can't go trick or treating, here's the equivalent.
We're going to treat you with whatever.
We're going to treat you anyway. Here's $40 worth of candy.
But Courtney, I was actually going to ask you, you could build one of those candy slides.
Wouldn't that be fun?
There's an article that went around in the Washington Post, and then they found something on Etsy that people were doing these orange PVC pipes that they could stand at the top and they could just shove candy down.
Yeah.
I think it'd be better if you got a candy like cannon or trebuchet and just flung it at the kids.
Remember the thing that's like, it shoots out the t-shirts into audiences?
Oh, I can get one of those. But the health and safety basically told us when we were going to do this, because we were going to shoot, I think, toast or something ridiculous at the audience. And they're like, you can't shoot anything at the audience. Like when they use those in sports arenas, there's a parabolic arc to them, right? We can't do that in our studio because we don't have enough.
Because you're too close. Away.
So you could take somebody's head off with a t-shirt.
Yeah, but Courtney, if you have enough, if this social distancing works in your favor and you have the kids stand on the street, you could have the cannon on your deck, on your porch and just shoot.
Right.
Oh my God. I think that sounds terrible.
Or just
the
like
NRA is already lobbying
candy,
for them right now.
Some wrapping paper tubes. I can just, you know.
Just tape
there
them
you go.
Tape
wrapping, that out there. Oh my God, wrapping paper tubes. I didn't even
think
about that.
Great.
No, they're not inherently strong enough over a period of, or over a length. You'll need something that has a wall thickness.
Oh, here comes the set designer engineering.
Right, yeah. Right.
Parabolic.
Who said you didn't need math? I use it all the time.
I got to ask you guys, important question. Candy corn, not candy corn.
I live off of candy corn.
Why?
I love it. It's nothing but sugar.
That's all. Well, that's all. Everything is. It's like it's wax and sugar, isn't it? What's the flavor of candy corn?
It's just gross.
It's not corn.
The flavor is
not
gross.
Is it butterscotch?
Gross.
Is it? No. I mean, what is it?
It's just orange. The flavor is orange.
It's just sugar.
Because there's two different colorations. There's like the orange, yellow, white, and then there's the brown, orange,
yellow. No. Like, so I don't know what that is.
Like one is more Thanksgiving, one is more Halloween. So like, right. What color combo is yours, Lori?
The real
orange.
The orange, yellow, white.
But what is the flavor? Can anybody answer? It's not
sugar.
Sugar.
That's not a flavor.
Just sugar. I was at my dad's and I was sitting at his kitchen counter and I was working and they had a candy jar and it was all candy corn. I had to like push it away from me. And then I would crawl over the bar to get it and bring it back.
As an adult, you can buy whatever the hell you want, Laura. You do know that, right?
Oh, I know. But okay, I just ate just all their candy corn. I just ate it all because it was there. You eat it in three pieces.
Yes.
You eat the white. Then you eat the...
Yes.
You eat it in three. You don't just shove it in your mouth.
There's an art to it. It's like a fine wine. So, Chris, my crack research team got on this for you.
Okay,
so
it's
supposed to have three flavors.
What?
Marshmallow.
Nope.
Vanilla.
Nope.
And a buttery caramel-like flavor note.
I could say a little bit of butter in there. Yes. Like,
there
but
so those are supposed to be the three flavors. Just so
you know.
And did you know that like there are 35 million pounds, not of candy, but of candy corn.
What?
That are sold every single year.
And 25 million pounds end up in the garbage because it's candy corn.
Or,
is like
or in trucks going to Lori's house.
Yeah. Candy corn is like the kale of candy.
Oh,
kale
you're
candy.
So mean.
It's horrible.
It's horrible. Oh my God. Just send it to me. I'll text you guys my address.
I'm going to start calling you the Grinch.
Candy corn is the best.
And no, it is not the best. Reese's peanut butter cups are the best.
H-E, capital T. Oh, okay.
Reese's. Mostly speaking, Reese's peanut butter cups are the number one favorite with almost 50% of all.
I have my hands in the air.
He's like triumph over there. Wait, okay, but do you like the white chocolate?
White chocolate is not chocolate. Wait.
It is the best chocolate.
White chocolate is not
officially chocolate.
Chocolate. It is cocoa butter.
Having grown up with white chocolate because I couldn't eat real chocolate, white chocolate is nothing like chocolate.
It's just weird, Lori. You're just weird. And so, Courtney, was your craft research team before this episode? Or did you just Google it as we were talking?
No, she got her intern.
I know. I have a phalanx of interns working on this day and
her
night.
Unpaid intern Kenny worked on it
Do the whole gut the pumpkin and then dry the seeds and roast them?
In my Pinterest fantasy world, fuck yeah. In real life, no.
The other thing that you sort of have to do in Los Angeles is you have to time your pumpkin carving because if we can get a heat wave, like next week it's going to be close to 98 degrees. Week. So if you carve that damn pumpkin, you put it out when it's 90 degrees, it's gone for in a day. It's just this.
You have to put it in the shade. You have to put it in the shade.
Awful soup. It doesn't matter. It's just like it turns into goo.
Strategy. And then you start getting the old pumpkin.
Hey, that's a special effect. It's the aging pumpkin, right? So every time you come by the house, it looks different.
I have just a quick aside here too, because again, Halloween is always related to my work. Back in New York one time, we were doing something and one of the writers wanted a rotten pumpkin. Now you can't really go out and buy those at the local Key Foods. So we went and got a pumpkin and we're like, well, how do we make it look rotten? So we carved a jack-o'-lantern and we're like, well, we'll just burn the son of a bitch. So we're out on 53rd Street with a blowtorch burning it. And it smelled just rancid, like like you're lighting a dumpster on fire. And unfortunately, we were doing this right outside the green room, which is right on 53rd Street as well. And all of those horrible rotting garbage smells were going into the green room until finally somebody from the talent department came outside and like, what the fuck are you doing? So-and-so is dying in there from the awful stench. Nah, it looked okay. That was the same year that we were shooting pumpkins out of a cannon down 53rd Street. And we almost took out a street light when it hit the side.
Sounds like one of those activities where it was more fun to do it than the outcome.
It was just dreadful.
Like what size pumpkin?
8 pounds. Jesus. You put it in a can, like you shoot it.
Ball.
Yeah, hit the base of a street light and put a dent in it about 4 inches deep. And then the police, I think, shut us down. They're like, this is just too dumb and dangerous.
Is this when you were working with Dave?
Yep. I'm sorry I have all these dumb stories, but we did one where we were trying to shoot pumpkins from New York to New Jersey across the Hudson River. People came in from Indiana or Ohio or Pennsylvania, and they had this giant rig, and we were up in Morningside Park, and we closed the Hudson River traffic down. We got rented a barge that said New Jersey on it to mark the demarcation between New York and New Jersey in the middle of the Hudson. We had tested it during rehearsal. And I think at that point it's about half mile across or something like that. And this cannon could shoot those son of a bitches really far. And it looks really cool. You know, that satellite truck and the uplinks and everything else like that. But somebody didn't realize that it gets dark early in New York on Halloween. So as they're about to go to air, I mean, they had some lights up there, but we're not going to be able to light half a mile from the New York side. So they did a test and they saw the pumpkin for about 1/10 of 1 second before it disappeared into darkness. And so they call me and they're like, you got to do something about it. So I raced up there and I had like Day-Glo paint. I brought up some glow sticks. We tried to paint them with glow sticks, tie glow sticks to it, and nothing worked. So they ended up doing it anyway. And these poor people who were sitting in the barge could just hear pumpkins blobbing at them at, 100 miles an hour. So they're cowering behind the tugboat wheelhouse. The only funny thing about it is that in the middle of this, like he was talking to the people and like in any one of those sort of segments, all right, let him go, pull the trigger. And, he saw it. And then Dave was able to, in just with no words, convey that how underwhelming it was. And then he sort of looked over to our executive producer and he's like, how much did that cost us? And our executive producer's like, do you really want to know? He's like, oh yeah, I really want to know. It was the cost of an Acura.
Oh my God.
We did try to light the pumpkin on fire. So we poured lighter fluid and gasoline all over it and lit it on fire and stuffed it in there. But it was a pneumatic cannon. So it was air powered. It would put the fire out.
When
you
closed
the chamber. Yeah, there was no oxygen to feed it. And once it got out, there was no ignition point to reignite it. You know, we improvised, we tried in 45 minutes to make it work, and it was just a disaster. So
just called New Jersey. It's like, it made it to New Jersey. Fuck it. It made it to New Jersey. See, you guys had better experiences with numbers of pumpkins going wrong. In my area, the squirrels are insane. It was less about putting it out in the right time. It's more, make sure the squirrel doesn't destroy the pumpkin before the kids come. Right. And I put a whole bunch of them out. And one day I caught the squirrel and he's like, piece of the pumpkin. But the pumpkin was misshapen. I never carved it after that because it's like, what's the point? He's going to eat the pumpkin anyhow. Came out one morning, there's a big old mouth of a out of the damn pumpkin. Right.
Need like a decoy pumpkin, a decoy one for him to snack on.
Right. So other candies as a kid.
The mini Reese's peanut butter, because it's the perfect proportion of chocolate to peanut butter.
That's the question. Mini versus full size.
Mini.
Anyone else prefer full size?
For mini.
Mini.
Yeah, you're always in a constant sort of negotiating state with your parents when you pour out the pillowcase or the whatever, the plastic pumpkin. You can have this much, and then we're going to put the rest on top of the fridge. Where
on top of the fridge.
Yeah, that's like I can't crawl on top of a fizz.
Where it will melt.
I'm 8. I can figure out how to get on top of the fridge, Dad. Thanks. But if you got a big one, then you're done. You're one and done for the day. You're not getting the variety pack there. You're just getting, I got a Snickers, and I got this whole thing that they're supposed to last me for a month, but it's going to, in reality, it's going to be gone in 4.5 days.
So it's better for you to get the minis because you can have
More variety. Sure.
Okay. You can have more than one.
You get 5 then. Okay, you can have 5, which means you're going to eat 8.
Was that the math in your house, Chris?
Well,
you seem very precise about it.
Well, I had two other brothers and a sister. Now we were all probably not all a trick-or-treating age at the time, but it's very hard to keep with one parent making dinner and people coming to the door to get candy from your house that the parents could keep eyes on things. So as you're pouring out your pillowcase, you're sliding stuff under the sofa that you can go and get it tomorrow that is not being inventoried.
Did that work? Did they catch on? Oh, they didn't.
No, you just slide it, kicking it under everybody had an organ at one point during, I don't know if anybody remember this, the great organ reprisal, electric organ reprisal
of the 70s. This is a weird turn, Chris. What are you talking about?
An actual keyboard organ.
Oh, that kind of organ. I'm like,
yeah, and everybody like bought them somehow. What? I don't know what the scam was, but we'd slide them under the foot pedals for the organ and go back and get it early in the morning the next day. And they were too dumb as a kid to go like, well, I've certainly purloined a couple of 20 pieces of candy, but then you didn't realize that you're leaving all the candy wrappers around. You know, they're in pockets, and your mom's like, they're adults. They're not dummies.
What are those ones that dissolve in your mouth?
Like the sweet tarts,
but they were in the little
Smarties.
Smarties. Thank you.
I could eat Smarties because they weren't chocolate.
And I would untwist them, and then you would open the little row, and then you would just eat them out of the row.
This sounds very precise, too.
Well, you can extend this sort of, you could trick your brain into thinking that you were, rather than just chomping down like a little Snickers, the fun size or whatever, with those things, you just pick them up one by one. And you could
So you felt like you were getting more.
You're getting more because the pleasure period is being extended.
That's like the candy corn. You eat it in 3 bites.
No, candy corn's still close.
The middle, the end.
You're not going to get convince any of us. It's just
it's not going to happen.
No.
I'm on my own.
You can have all my candy corn.
I'll send you my candy corn too if I ever had it. Jesus, that stuff
and
sucks.
The Peeps. Just put them all together.
I was just going to mention Peeps. I was just going to mention
it's whipped lard. It's whipped lard.
And you're complaining
sugar.
Why?
It probably tastes like people. Nothing.
So you were talking about drive up Halloweening with costumes. So Krispy Kreme is doing something with Lowe's apparently that you pull up to a Lowe's, show off your costume and get a Krispy Kreme. And Lori's like, I'm going to make a costume this year.
Mm-mm, I'm just going to go pay for them.
Yeah, you're an adult.
I can
you're
going to
go
that.
Drop 40 Chris bucks on a me. Costume.
Chris told me I could.
Or I can drop, 20 bucks for a baker's dozen.
That's right.
Simple Chris math said. Again.
There was something about getting that candy from someone else. I don't know.
There was always the creepy house too. I had a paper route when I was a kid.
Uh-oh.
And it was, you always sort of the equivalency between the people who were never there and never answered the door when you came around to pick like 2:33 every 2 weeks, or the same people that didn't put candy out and kept their
lights off.
Their lights off because they were cheap bastards.
But we've become that now. You talked about turning your lights off.
Well, it's because of COVID.
We're back to our bingo card of 2020. Like, what else could fucking go wrong? 2020 Halloween is a convergence of a full moon, a blue moon, Saturday, and then daylight savings, I think, is that weekend. There's some shit that could go down.
Well, we're all inside.
I'm staying
eating candy we bought.
Yeah, I'll be eating all the candy that the little kids don't take.
Just go the next day. It's not incumbent for adults to hang on to that day. Go the next day and get the 50% off deal.
All of my candy corn.
So Halloween is a couple days before the election, and it's scary year. Are there any, I don't know, are you going to like have one last hurrah and like really find some way to sort of like take your mind off of it with Halloween and then just sort of hunker down for the next couple days? Or
I've been hunkering since March.
Me too.
I can't hunker anymore. There's nowhere to camp down anymore. Like, I'm at basement level.
All right. This is a good segue for us to talk about a new segment. So we're going to call this Get Off My Lawn. Back in the day, I know we remembered old cranky people saying that, and I don't want us to associate ourselves with boomers. I want Gen X to reclaim Get Off My Lawn. So the question to you guys will be this week, what's griping your ass? That's it. What's griping? I will share some posts. We did ask it on the Facebook group, and some people had some interesting answers. But Lori, you are the Get Off My Lawn girl. What's griping your ass right now?
What isn't?
Pick one.
I think if you watch the VP debate.
Besides
the fly, when she was like, I'm still talking. And I'm like, oh, that is such a get off my lawn. When I have to tell people I'm still talking.
Okay, that's very common of you.
Right?
Okay.
When it's your turn, I won't interrupt you.
For now, shut the fuck up and get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn. That's how I felt she was that day. I felt she was like, okay, mansplainer, get off my lawn.
Chris, do you have one?
Mine is a continuation of basically the one I've been yelling about emphatically for the past 5 months is wear a fucking mask. Just wear a fucking mask. It's not that hard. It's a mild inconvenience. You could potentially save so many people lives and the health of other people. Just fucking do it. Quit being an asshole and just put a mask on.
That's a good one. Courtney, do you have a get off my lawn?
I was wholly unprepared for this segment today. I think echo Lori and Chris, of course, but I don't have a get off my lawn. The thing I always say is like, when in doubt, just be kind. Like if you're in disagreement or if you're not sure or if something's going on, like default to kindness and things will go okay.
You're so grown up. You're always so grown up.
I'm boring as fuck.
No, you didn't do yours.
I don't know if I have one.
Other than you've been out of your house for the first time in 7 months. I would think you would have 7 months of get off my lawn.
It's similar to yours. I mean, that's why I sort of like, I posted in the Facebook group to see if other people had them because I don't know.
What did other people say? Do you want to just throw?
Thank you. You got me off for not having to have one of my own. Here's some that we had in the Facebook group. So someone said the fact that in Texas, people have to take the practical exam when getting a driver's license, motherfuckers can't drive for shit anymore.
They don't have to take the exam.
They no longer have to take the exam, practical exam. So motherfuckers can't drive for shit anymore. That's
what?
Jay Woo felt that was.
Can you imagine not having to take the practical exam?
Right?
What? We should bring back manual transmission and just solve this problem for everybody.
Oh my God.
One would be able to drive.
Yes, exactly. Anybody under the age of 40 years old could not drive.
So Edward said my next door neighbor's sound system with the cranked up super bass rattling my windows at 1 a.m. Mm. That's a good one.
Suggest to him, which is what we used to do to get people to leave our parties in college, is to get a very good stereo system and just put in Songs of the Humpback Whale and turn it up to about 10 and just put it on an endless rotation. It works. Trust me.
This segment may turn from get off my lawn to solutions for get off my lawn.
That is awesome.
True story. True story.
I love it.
Wow.
You can't dance to it. You can't do anything to it. You can't talk over it. It's just time to leave.
Love it. I love it. Shannon said, I wish I cared about the lawn. I have no cares to give, which was a nice way to say no fucks to give, because I would say that.
That's just exhaustion. That's 2020 exhaustion.
This one I really like. So Liz said, I do not have to be on TikTok to be cool. God damn it. And I agree with that one because I can't get into TikTok. Anyone get TikTok?
We're in our 50s. No.
That was shady.
Although there are some fun ones though when I see it. I don't go searching, but when I see them, I'm like, okay, that's funny.
And then Maria, this is your friend, Lori Maria. She says, OPI has a color called Get Off My Lawn. I almost chose it this morning when I had a pedicure. Now I wish I had. So that's a color. And it says apparently it's a greenish blue. All right. Are we ready to wrap this fucker up? We now know Lori feels very strongly about candy corn.
She could dress up as a candy corn for Halloween.
I should have. How come that would be brilliant?
It's hard to do. You could do the cone, but then when you have to do the little sort of OG'd edges and the beveled top, that's going to be tough.
I think she can handle it, Chris.
Yeah.
I think she's going to do it. Lori, we need to see you in 2 days for Halloween, yeah. 3 days for Halloween as a candy corn.
Folks. Or if you have Photoshop, you can do it.
Dude, all she has to do is put on a white hat, a yellow t-shirt, and orange pants.
Oh, there you go. That's right. Yeah, that's smart.
All she has to do.
That's it for us this week. I think we need a picture of Lori with her candy corn costume, but we'll come back to that one. Thanks for listening to Gen X Stories. Drop us a note at hello@genxstories.com and we may do some shout outs on a future episode. You can also subscribe to Gen X Stories on your favorite podcast app. Follow us on Instagram @GenXStories or join our ever-growing Facebook group where they are talking about what gripes their ass. We all have a Gen X story. What's yours?